Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gates but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. This line reminded me, oddly enough, of the ancient emperor Constantine, who was the first Roman emperor who became a Christian. He is a complicated individual, and yet his contribution to Christianity cannot be denied. For he was the first emperor to stop the persecution of Christians, and he developed the famous Edict of Milan, which allowed Christians to practice their faith publicly and freely. He also built churches and basilicas, most notably the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. What gets interesting is that despite all of this outward support for Christianity, and even publicly calling himself a Christian at the age of 40, he did not get baptized until he was 65 on his deathbed. So talk about cutting it close there. His reason for waiting that long? Well, he had in his head that all of his sins he committed during his reign would be wiped clean, and he would have a straight shot to heaven. Now, some of us might say, smart man. He waited till the very end. And we hear these stories from time to time of people being baptized on their deathbed. And sometimes, I know even for myself, it's tempting to think that they got it good, that they were able to live their life, do whatever they wanted, and then at the end, receive their get-out-of-jail-free card and go to heaven. And that's a tempting thought. I think part of us wants to be able to jump the fence at times and skip all of the hard work it can be to go through the gate of the sheepfold. And if our goal is to get to heaven, that seems like a surefire way, because the other way is hard, and it's a lot of work. Being baptized as a baby is wonderful, but it also means that we have a lot of work to do. In the baptismal rite, after baptism, the child receives a white garment, and the priest says, bring this white garment unstained into eternal life. That's much easier to do when you get it clean on your deathbed. Now, I want to make clear that I am not saying that what Constantine did was wrong, or anyone else who was baptized on their deathbed, you know, did anything wrong or had nefarious reasons or anything. Praise the Lord for their conversion. But I think it's a good reminder for us that our goal is not simply to get to heaven, to get into the sheepfold, but more importantly, it is to know the voice of the shepherd. For going to heaven will not mean anything if we do not know who Jesus Christ is. And so I want to compare Emperor Constantine with another person, St. Francis de Sales. Now, St. Francis de Sales had the opposite experience of Emperor Constantine. For St. Francis grew up in a period when predestination was prevalent, which was this idea that thinking that one was predetermined at their birth to go to heaven or hell, that there's nothing they could do about it. And St. Francis de Sales, for some reason, thought that he had been predestined to go straight to hell when he died, that there was no chance for salvation for him. He was never going to go to heaven. Now, this obviously is a very sad and scary idea to live with, most certainly. And the temptation could again be to just live a life doing whatever one wanted. After all, if he is already going to hell, why not? Why not just enjoy everything the world has to offer? But St. Francis de Sales saw things in a different light. He was so sad at the thought that he would not be able to love God forever in heaven that St. Francis saw his earthly life as the only opportunity, the only chance he had to love God now and to give glory to him. He thought that while he would not be with God after his death, he would spend his entire life spending as much time with him and learning as much as he could about him on earth as he could. He would live a life of virtue and holiness now to give glory to God and love him while he still had the chance. And so St. Francis de Sales knew something that Emperor Constantine and ourselves sometimes forget, that we are not living our faith to pass a test to get into heaven. We are living our faith to fall in love with the one we will find in heaven, Jesus the Shepherd, and that we will know and recognize his voice. And in these two men, we see the difference in what motivated them to live their life of faith. One that was driven by what we could say perhaps is a more personal investment, getting to go to heaven, and the other driven purely by love of God. Now, one of them we know for sure is in heaven, being a saint. The other, while very likely, we don't know for sure. Emperor Constantine has never been declared a saint. And so these men are a good reminder to us of why we do what we do, not to simply just get to some place as a reward, but to get to know someone, that someone being the Good Shepherd. And I think this is the answer to those of us who at times may be feeling lukewarm in our faith. Because when we're living our faith just to get to heaven, it's kind of like getting excited to get on an airplane. We see the journey as getting through TSA checkpoints. But if our faith is about getting to know the Good Shepherd, getting to know a person, then the journey itself is exhilarating, and we are constantly driven for that. And so I invite all of us on this Good Shepherd Sunday to maybe take an honest look at our life of faith, because at times we fluctuate, and ask in this point of time, does this look like a life trying to get somewhere or to know someone? Because getting to heaven will not mean much if we don't know anyone there. And as easy, as tempting as it may be to want to jump the fence, how much more beautiful it would be to know the voice of the Shepherd, not a stranger, calling us by name.